About a week after the breakup, the girls talked about doing that thing we talked about before, and soon, they agreed. He didn't know what it was, but he was determined to find out. They waited till night, and went to the same missionary where he had released his poo that time. The man knew she was out for the evening. The girls crept over the fence, and the man looked through a gap in the fence, to see what they were doing. They took off all their clothes, and they were nude. The man still couldn't see Palua's bottom close up, couldn't see if she had a beauty spot, but he became more convinced that it was the same girl as he stared at her bottom in profile. He hadn't seen her close up when she was playing with her suitor, but now he could see her standing calmly, side on, while she waited for her friends to finish undressing. They asked each other whether they had a lot to do. It was just Palua and her two most trusted D-cup friends, and her two friends said yes, they had brought a lot. The man could see they hadn't brought anything. He had no idea what they meant, but as they assumed a pose like they were on the toilet, he realized to his amazement what was happening. One by one, as if in direct support of him, they released their poo onto the lawn. There was an empty fish pond, and Palua was first to spot it, and see the wonderful opportunity it offered. He watched her release a large tract of poo, large and solid, into the pond. The girls' breasts were beginning to jiggle excitedly, and they were touching each other affectionately, complimenting each other on their solid tits, and praising each other's bottoms, and thanking each other for the support and the time they were having, and saying it was so wonderful to have friends like this, and to share a moment like this, just as girlfriends together. Palua suggested the idea of pooing on the back porch, and they all thought better of it at first, but then the idea got too much, and Palua started rubbing her crotch on a soft tuft of moss, and she said to her friends, it was just getting too much, and she really had to do it, and they agreed, it was a wonderful idea, and they pooed on the porch, leaving poo on the veranda, the chairs and the table, and even some on the steps as well. After that, suddenly they were afraid, when they realized it was time to go, and they needed to get cleaned up. They had all been given expensive mobile phones, with unlimited talk time, for posing nude in the sex store magazine, and they all called the sex store for help. The sex store sent one of the supportive male missionaries to act as a lookout, and ordered him not to look and see who the girls were, but just to act as a lookout, and say if anyone was coming. With his help, the girls were able to get to a safe place, and wash themselves off before putting their clothing back on. They laughed at how easy it was to get help, because of their lovely, D-cup breasts, and they laughed at what had happened, and kissed each other on the cheek, and said they would do it all over if they had a chance. The next day, after a brief outcry, when the word had gone around that it was three very beautiful D-cup girls who were responsible this time, the sex store announced the competition. Men would be voting on who were the most beautiful girls on the island, and nearly every male participated, even the missionaries. At first, Palua, feeling guilty about what she had done, promised she would not be interested, and would not even claim her prizes if she won. The man was worried, and couldn't believe it, especially when the sex store announced that the awards ceremony would be held on a neighboring island, so the girls could get away from the female missionaries and their parents. Beautiful Palu had survived the wonderful pressure from the sex store, appearing in Playboy magazine many times, showing her lovely ass, and her wonderful, D-cup breasts, clearly feeling proud of her incredible D-cup bosom. She had been resentful about having to appear nude, but the thought of making men touch themselves because of her, was getting to her more and more, and she was blossoming sexually. And she had been to his trial, and although she was offended, somehow it didn't stop her from unbuttoning her top, opening the top three buttons, and the young, braless girl was showing her breasts, showing her breast flesh, even as he talked about the lovely D-cups being his inspiration for what he had done. And then, she was clearly keen to go to the awards night party for this new competition, but she had already said she was offended, and now it was hard to change her mind. She wanted to go, and she asked her chastity teacher if she could be allowed to go. The chastity teacher was shocked, she was thinking Palu had become much better, after the Playboy shoot was over, and it was time for her to recover, and start getting better marks in her chastity classes. Palu had been getting very low marks, and putting answers that shocked her teachers, that it was really okay to show your breasts to men, and that some girls really were bare bottoms, and if she was a D-cup bare bottom, there was nothing that could be done, and she had even written that on a chastity test. But now, she was clearly trying to get back to normal, but the pressure on her chastity, from discovering how much men rubbed themselves because of her, how much they wanted to bottom fuck her, made it very difficult for the female missionaries to teach her properly. She wasn't so keen on giving her ripe body to a man sexually, but she was very keen on letting them look at her bottom, keen on letting them desire her ass, and desire to ass fuck her lovely frame, and desire to rub and massage her breasts lovingly, while they slithered around her ass with their penises, and then fucked her lovingly and hard. She wanted to lure them into thinking of her all the time, wanting her flesh all the time, and she loved it when they asked her sincerely to appear in Playboy again. But the female missionary wouldn't change her mind. So she talked to her friends, and soon, they set up a meeting between Palua and him. He knew she didn't like him, but there was something she needed. She couldn't say it out loud, but she had the top three buttons undone, and her pants were halfway off her bottom, and she started hinting at how she had been and angry at him, and she asked if he knew, and remembered it, and he knew it was about the trial, and he asked her where she felt the anger, and she blushed as she admitted, she felt it in her breasts. She was angry at his booing, but she admitted the anger was in her breasts, and he felt she probably didn't really know, because she was young and naive, that it was the start of a wonderful sexual feeling, but it was complex, because she couldn't admit it, so she had to feel it in a tense and really uncomfortable way, and she still seemed not to like him, but something was starting to happen. The man talked to her about that feeling in her breasts, and he found he was able to touch them, through her clothing at the side, but he began to realize, she was talking about the pooing, because she really needed something. He understood her erotic message, and his penis felt incredible. He rubbed her ass, caressing her, where only the suitor had been allowed to rub, and he kissed her, daringly and furtively, on the cheek and on the mouth, and she allowed it, because she knew she really needed this thing to happen, and although she couldn't say it, she needed him to understand. She told him her predicament, wanting to go to the competition, but wanting the honest blessing of her chastity teacher, and she asked if he could help, in a sincere way, to make her genuinely and sincerely change her mind, by having a talk with her, and making her see reason. He kissed her on the mouth again, lovingly and sexually, the incredible hunger in his penis motivating him as he licked her lovely lips, but his head reminded him, she was only doing this because she needed something, and he had to be careful, and he patted her bottom reassuringly, telling her, she had done the right thing, and nothing bad would happen, because she was becoming a good girl again, and she had really earned this, with her good work, both for Playboy and in chastity class, and it was her right to go to that wonderful awards night party, and collect her prizes, and she would go with the missionary's blessing, and she could represent chastity, because of the good things she represented, because of the lovely things she stood for, not just chastity, but beauty, and it wasn't her problem how some men responded to those lovely photos, and she really responded to his reassurance, and her nipples were aroused. The girl he wanted to have sex with had asked him for a favor. When he visited her chastity tutor, she clearly didn't want to let him in, but he had come inside, before she could say anything. He started talking about beautiful Palua, and her need to go, and her need for the tutor's blessing, but then he saw the look on the tutor's face, and the look turned to shock, and he realized it was about to happen, and he couldn't stop it, and a golden stream burst forth again, all over her curtains, then her couch, and he couldn't control it. He knew, deep down, this was for Palua, even though she couldn't say it, and he had to do this big-breasted girl a favor, because of her breasts, and her ass, her young ass, and suddenly, the poo started coming, a huge slab, weighing his loincloth down, and then another one, and again, this one overbalanced, and he couldn't stop it, and he only spoke of Palua's breasts and her bottom, and her sexual loveliness, her comeliness, and the way she talked about going to that awards night party, and how much men wanted to see her there. But he said nothing about how Palua had asked for this, lovingly and honorably keeping a beautiful girl's secret, lovingly keeping a beautiful, a D-cup girl's most private secret, probably more important than the secret of how she had done that pooing with her friends, more important than the way she felt that anger in her breasts, that he knew must be close to bursting, and maybe she couldn't keep disliking him, or maybe it didn't matter, she could hate him, and throw her thighs open to him for pleasure, lovingly admitting she wanted it, because she was a bare-bottom, and he was the right sort of lovemaking partner for a bare-bottom girl, no matter what she thought of him, and he kept her secret. But he talked to the female missionary about what she really needed to do, because men really needed to see this girl. When he had finished, he tipped out the rest of his poo on her carpet, and told her she needed to talk to beautiful Palua. After going to the sex store and washing his loincloth, he met with Palua briefly, but she kept her top buttoned up, and stood at a distance, and he told her a little bit about the talk, hinting at what had happened, but when he went to kiss her, she shook his hand formally, and said thank you, and left. Soon, she was arguing with the tutor, and the tutor was trying to explain what had happened, but she refused to believe it, and she said anyway, it's what happens, you can't stop these things. It was clear Palu knew what had happened, and how much she had to do with it, but the beautiful girl was in denial, because a fantasy was coming true, and she was in that dreamy state of excitement, lost in her fantasy, and she had just talked a man who knew she hated him, into helping her, and there was nothing that could make her accept that she had done something wrong. And they argued a bit, until Palua was nearly crying, but she said she had to go, and she wanted to represent chastity there, and finally, the chastity tutor accepted it, and she could wear a chastity ribbon at the competition. Neither of them could admit, she would be wearing very little else that night, and she would be sexually open to men, and there would be chances to go to the bedrooms for bottom sex.